Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for Mesa City Council for Monday, October 18th, 2010. The first item on our agenda is to review tonight's regular council meeting agenda. And it's actually a pretty skinny agenda. So items 1 through 3E. Items 3F through 3M. Item 4A through 4F. Items 4G through 4I. There is one change that will be read in, just so you'll know. On item 4I, the amount the purchasing department is $52,116.80. So if you don't have that, enter that in. Item 5A through 5E. Items 6A through 7A. And item 7B. Okay. Second item is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. No, that's me. That's us. I'm still waiting. I will report on one thing since nobody else did anything. I missed last Thursday's study session because I was in Las Vegas attending a conference on the Western High Speed Rail Alliance, an interesting group who is working together as Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Colorado to include in the long-term plans. And for those of you who are not aware, one of the plans that's going around is the future of high-speed rail in the United States. And there are several different potential routes. And when the federal government came out with those routes in that nationwide plan, there was a lot of routes in the Northeast, not surprising, a lot along the East Coast, a lot in the Midwest, Chicago down to St. Louis, a lot in the Southeast, into Texas, Dallas to Houston to San Antonio, and then California, Oregon, and Washington. And there was this gigantic gap out of the middle, nothing in the Intermountain West, which is not unusual for the Intermountain West and the Southwest deserts to be completely ignored. And so the states came together to form an alliance basically to try and get a place at the table. The fact is that over the next 50 years or whatever, high-speed trains will not be a novelty. They will be a commonplace, and they will be an economic driver in the United States for a couple, three reasons. Number one, we're running out of space can't build any more runways. We can, but it's very, very expensive. And high-speed trains have been proven, certainly in Asia and in Europe, to be incredibly effective and efficient in transporting people on routes that are like 300 miles and less. You can take literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people. In the same time, you can literally fly from here to Los Angeles and get people there by high-speed train. And so it will be a major economic driver. And the Intermountain West, including Arizona, has been completely left out of that. So that was the purpose for the meeting. So it was very interesting to get together with people from states that have a lot in common. We do. If you think about it, Arizona and the Sun Corridor in Phoenix actually is very similar to our fellow Rocky Mountain states, however you want to define them, in that we are very highly urbanized states. Most people don't think of Arizona as being an urbanized state. It's one of the most highly urbanized states in the entire country. And up there in the top five, you have Arizona because, 80% of our population lives, 88% lives basically in Phoenix and Tucson. Colorado, 85-90% lives between Boulder and Colorado Springs. Utah, it's about the same between Ogden and Provo through Salt Lake. And Las Vegas, between Reno and Las Vegas, that's there, like 90% of their population. So we're highly urbanized. We have a very, very skimpy interstate highway system. We all rely on one or two interstates. Phoenix and Las Vegas are still the largest cities in the entire country that are not connected by an interstate. And a lot of that has to do with the way the funding and the formulas were established back in the 50s when our states, granted, weren't fully developed. And so there's a lot of things that we need to do to basically be noticed. And most people back east don't understand the dynamics of Arizona and Nevada, and New Mexico is very similar. You know, Albuquerque and Santa Fe is where the vast majority of their population is. And so we get together as these regional groups to try and talk about things that have a huge impact. It's not only high-speed rail, but we're coming together as a group to work with Congress on the renewal of the of what's called the Safety Lou, which is the Transportation Authorization Bill. Right now in Congress, there is a huge effort to renew the transportation funding, which includes all the formulas that impact how we get federal funds for road projects. These formulas are really, like I said, based on 1950s models. And the only way for us to get that changed is to really come together as a group and really work with Congress. And that's one reason I've chosen, and many others on here, to be involved in things such as the U.S. Conference of Mayors. We think these are issues that don't impact us, and I'll guarantee you, they impact us a great deal. You know, our ability to get funding for Gateway Airport, for roadways, for things like that we deserve, these are monies we've paid in, and we just want our fair share back, is impacted hugely by what we can accomplish with our regional partners. And, you know, it's a hard uphill battle if you're from Arizona, Utah, Colorado, or New Mexico, or Nevada. We simply don't have, you know, those states combined, what, have maybe half the representatives that California does? And yet, we are growing as a region so much faster than the rest of the country. And we're becoming important as a group in things like presidential politics and places like that. And once again, we have a lot more in common than almost any other area in the country. And we'd like to get together, remind ourselves that you know, the Sun Corridor in Arizona is very similar to the Front Range in Colorado, and very similar to the Wasatch Front in Utah. In the problems we have, you know, water, transportation, very, very similar. High growth, economic development. We all live in the shadow of the, I don't want to say the monster to the west, the great state, the golden state to the west. The fact is, we got to get together. So I know that was probably a little bit more than you wanted to know, but I thought it was interesting because, I'm sorry, great speech, thank you. Since nobody else wanted to say what they'd done over the last week, I figure, you know, I'll just take the, oh, now Summers speaks up. But it's also important just to wrap up. It's important because we are talking about things when we're at these regional things that actually impact our city budget and our future. And you know, the discussions we have and the people we meet with, when you get a chance to meet with cabinet secretaries, and you know, for me to sit down with Secretary Ray LaHood, who's from Peoria, Illinois, and talk to him about the direct flight that Allegiant has to Peoria, Illinois. And then, you know, you think, oh, well, that doesn't mean anything. The very next meeting of the Conference of Mayors, I walked in and Secretary LaHood, you know, sees me and immediately just says, how's Allegiant doing in Mesa? You know, so when you have that kind of connection, when you have specific issues, I guarantee you it does impact us on a local level. And that's why we do these things. Because it's really nice to know that the Secretary of Transportation knows details about Gateway Airport. And when it comes down to the FAA funding and things like that, that once again are just through the normal process that we have a place at the table. So now we'll turn it over to Councilmember Summers.
Do you want to talk about Ray Road?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah. I don't want to talk about it. I've talked more than anyone wants to listen to.
You hit
to
on regional, you hit on money. Well,
why don't you talk about Ray Road?
Well, we had...
Okay, I'll talk about Ray Road.
Okay, no. Excellent.
You go ahead and talk about Ray Road.
That's more fun to listen to you speak. No, we opened Ray Road, a section of Ray Road between Power and Hawes. And that
drove it
is,
today.
What's that?
I drove it today.
Did you really?
I did. It was really strange to be driving.
Did you know that the Sossaman and Ray Road is our 400th traffic signal in Mesa?
I am aware of that now.
You know it now. I got to throw the switch on the 400th traffic signal, but beyond that, I had the opportunity to test out one of our bucket trucks that does the changing of all the lights. Because when before they go into service, they cover them with burlap. So they were all covered with burlap, and we drove around and I picked all of them out.
I have been covered with burlap, too.
It's
very scratchy.
So anyway, so I got to operate one of those.
And thanks to all the sponsors. The great thing is that these parties are underwritten and sponsored by companies and organizations that are very active in the community. We appreciate that. Had a good time.
And then I was in Parkwood Ranch. Game night will be coming up for policing and law enforcement in the valley. The neighborhood communities at Parkwood Ranch started theirs early. They were raising some money for Sheriff's Posse, I believe is what they were out there for. Mesa Police, Fire, Sheriff's Office, they very, very well attended. That was one of the best ones I've seen. So congratulations to Parkwood Ranch for throwing a very good community event.
But that was GAIN stands for what?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Come on, all together now.
Nobody picked that up. Getting Arizona Council. Involved in neighborhoods.
Good, thank you. Okay. Coffee? Oh. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you. Last Friday we had our first coffee with the council member at Fiesta Mall. I want to thank Fiesta Mall for hosting us. We had actually a great turnout. And Chief Milstead was our guest, but we reviewed all the changes that were positive changes that are happening in the Fiesta District area, and we had a great question and answer discussion on all those issues and a whole variety of city issues. But it was a wonderful turnout, and it went so well that we are hosting our next one on December 10th, and Southwest Ambulance will be the host at that particular one.
Thank you. Good. Great. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, as an ASU graduate student, I'm going to plug ASU's hockey team, which nobody knows that ASU has a hockey team. So ASU has a hockey team, and if you go to the city website, I actually put their schedule up because it is the most amazing hockey you can watch in the valley on this side of town, and it's $10. And they play a Friday and Saturday night home game at Oceanside. And after you go to Oceanside, you can go to Riverview and dine at one of the many fine restaurants in Northwest Mesa. But I thought I'd take this opportunity, and every time I've gone to a home game, they've won. So it's a beautiful thing, and it's amazingly great hockey at a great level at a great price right down the street. So I'm plugging ASU hockey team right now. I don't know why. It was a lot of fun.
Apparently.
And I love hockey, and it's great value for money.
Good.
On the border. But you got to come across the border to eat. Okay, just remember, okay. After the game, you come into Mesa to eat, all right?
All righty, great. Thank you. Now, Mr. Brian Raines, who is filling in quite adequately for our illustrious city manager, who is
adequately.
Quite adequately.
Thank you, Mayor, for that vote of confidence.
This is part of the Brian Raines farewell tour, by the way.
That's right. Upcoming meeting schedule this Thursday, we have a study session 7:30. Thursday later in the day, District 4 Building Strong Neighborhoods meeting at 6:30. That'll be at Holmes Elementary, 948 South Horn. Upcoming this Saturday, Mayor, October 23rd, Mesa Financial Planning Day from 8 to 5 at the Convention Center here at 201 North Center. Going to be providing financial and planning resources and workshops for residents who are interested, so that'll be a good event to get to. And then looking a little farther out, next Thursday, the 28th, study session followed by an audit and finance committee.
Good. And I think someone gave you the wrong information. It's 8 to 3 on Saturday, but that'll be a great thing. Totally free. It's a joint venture between the city, the U.S. Conference of Mayors, the American Financial Planning Association. Who am I missing, Kathy? That's about it. We'll have real financial planners with real solutions. If you have real questions, please come on down. It'd be a great opportunity to take advantage of that.
As opposed to a not-so-real question.
Yeah, that's true, because not-so-real, fake questions and not-so-real questions, it's just not it. So real people, real solutions, real questions. Real, really. And Mr. Raines is filling in because Mr. Brady is out of town today. And Mr. Raines, we give him a hard time because he is,
this is my last meeting.
So after how many years? 27 years with the city, and we kid Brian, but he does an incredible job. He really does. So thank you for being here and allowing us to embarrass you that way. But after 27 years, you deserved it. What?
Can we sing something?
No. You want to sing something to him?
No. You sing happy birthday.
I said we were embarrassing him, not embarrassing us.
Fair enough.
Okay. Ms. Crocker, are there any questions to speak from the public?
No. Vice Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn. We have a second from Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. We'll see you upstairs in 10, 12 minutes.